Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. I'm Robert Holmes. Some of you know me as Bob, Alabama native, veteran, and community citizen. Let me tell you about a friend, Old Pete. Old Pete doesn't waste words. When he says something, it comes out from a place of hard-won truth. I remember one afternoon with a bunch of high-flown gents looking at important stuff around a table, and Pete looked out and said, "You know, if you all are hunting jackrabbits, you're going to starve to death." Now, he said it flat, real matter of fact, but what he said stuck with me, and it still does. You see, jackrabbits are fast. They're wild. You can chase them all day and feel like you're doing something. You might even bag one, but they're lean. They're more bone than meat, and by the time you skin it and cook one, you've burned more calories than you're going to eat. So that's a losing game. Old Pete wasn't really talking about rabbits and rabbit hunting. He was talking about life, about work, about business, about leadership. There are a whole lot of folks out there chasing jackrabbits, little busy tasks that look like progress but don't feed the bigger purpose. They bounce from one low-yield opportunity to the next, always running, always tired, never full. They think motion equals meaningfulness. It doesn't. In business, it's chasing every small scale while ignoring a big contract that takes time, that takes planning. It's spending your energy on distraction and meetings that may not matter, ideas that may sound good but don't pay, or clients who drain you for a few dollars. In life, it's settling for comfort instead of calling. It's avoiding the real work-building character, raising strong kids, great families, honoring your commitments, because you're too busy chasing quick wins and shallow praise somewhere. You're chasing the jackrabbits. The truth is, you've got to hunt bigger game if you want to thrive. You've got to hunt elk, deer, the things that take more preparation to hunt, more stillness, more patience, but really do put food on the table and in your belly. For life, that means setting clear priorities, learning to say no to the flashbang and yes to the substance, picking purpose over noise, leading your life, not just surviving it. Now, Old Pete didn't say all of that, but he gave me the one-liner, and I heard all of the rest loud and clear. So every time life starts to feel like a scramble, I stop and ask myself, am I hunting for something that'll feed me? Or am I just chasing jackrabbits? Thanks for joining us on the Bull Gap Journal. We're an award-winning presentation of Radio Alabama. We talk about life, leadership, and common sense. If you like what you've seen or heard, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap.